Despite driving the world's economy into a ditch in 2008, not a single one of the world's bankers has seen the inside of a jail cell. Since 2009, 49 financial institutions have paid nearly $190 billion in fines and settlements. But it's not the bankers who have paid these fines, but shareholders in those institutions. And they're often tax deductible. The Justice Department has decided that putting bankers in jail, or even prosecuting them, is bad for the banking industry. In contrast, following the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s, more than 1,000 bankers of all stripes went to jail for their transgressions.